In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that anyone who would be his disciple has to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow the Lord. That, however, as we recognize in St. Paul, by itself is not enough. In other words, we can white-knuckle it through, we can whine and we complain, we can scream and yell and holler and say, well, but at least I carried my cross. Well, we didn't carry it very well. St. Paul goes so far as to say, may I boast in nothing but the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. So what happens is that initially, for most of us, when we begin the task of carrying the cross, we don't like it. And let's admit it, we didn't even want it. Most of us tried to run away from whatever the cross is, and sadly, even as we go along and there's another cross that's given to us, we try and avoid that too. And we don't handle it very well initially. As I said, we scream and holler and complain and whine and do all kinds of foolish things. Eventually, we kind of adjust to the weight of that cross being on our shoulders, and at least we can stay quiet. Maybe internally we're still whining and complaining, but at least it's not coming out all over the place. With time, with prayer, we actually begin to learn to even keep the interior stuff down. And then as we continue, we can actually begin to glory in it. We can begin to love it. That takes time, and that takes a change of heart, which is exactly what God is trying to do. He's trying to conform us to himself. And so the way for us to be conformed to Christ is going to be through the suffering. When we think about what that implies, I wrote something this week and I was saying, well, look, if we look on the natural level, every woman knows, the guys do too, obviously, but it's what the woman's going to have to go through in a particular way. Every woman knows, before she ever conceives a child, what's going to wind up happening. She's going to be sick. She's going to be stretched all over the place. She's not going to be comfortable. She's then going to go through the most painful thing a human being can endure. She's going to have to then continue to raise and nourish and support and feed and all these other things, these kids, and then they become teenagers. And then the cross really gets heavy. And yet, she rejoices in them and says yes, that she wants to bring a child into the world, knowing what that's going to entail to bring natural life into the world. But we're talking now about supernatural life. And if to bring natural life into the world is going to entail that much suffering, what do we think is going to happen for supernatural life? What's it going to require for us to be able to get to heaven if it takes that much to bring a child into the world? The Lord showed us what it's going to take. It's going to require carrying the cross. It's going to require being crucified. And that's what St. Paul was able to eventually get to, that he would glory in the cross of the Lord because through it he had been crucified to the world, and the world was crucified to him. Nothing else mattered. That took years for him to get there. And so too it will for us. But the question is, are we willing to do that? In a society like ours, where we will do just about anything to be able to avoid all of this. As my mother used to say to us, you have worked harder at trying to get out of the work I asked you to do than if you would have just done it in the first place. That's what we keep doing. We work harder at avoiding the cross than if we would have just taken up the cross in the first place. But if we can accept it, and if we can learn to love that cross, that's where we are going to be transformed. Now, obviously, it's a different situation here, But again, using the example I already did, the number of women on their deathbed who would be able to look at me and tell me how many babies they had. That is their glory. I had 9 babies. I had 10. I had whatever. That's what they're looking at and say, this is the glory of my life. And indeed it is. There is no greater joy, I suspect, in the life of a parent. And at the same time, there is no greater pain. There is no greater heartache than what these kids will do to parents. But at the same time, no greater joy. So if we look at it that way, and then we say, all right, if that's the case with our children, that they can bring the greatest suffering, and at the same time, they are the greatest joy. Well, what's God going to look at? We're his children. But are we going to be able to look at him? Are we going to be able to say, all right, God allowed the greatest suffering to be put on my shoulders. Can I transform that to be my greatest joy? That's what St. Paul did. And we all have different crosses. Some of it may be health-related issues. Some of it may be whatever is going on with your children. Some of it may be what's going on with your marriage. Some of it may be mental problems, some of it may be financial issues, whatever it may be. You fill in the blank of your own life, because each one of us, we're going to have different issues that we could put into that blank. If that's the cross God has given you, pray for the grace to accept it, to embrace it, and ultimately to love it. It's not easy. But with time, and as we continue to pray, we can begin to conform ourselves to Christ crucified. And as that conformity takes place, suddenly everything begins to take on a new perspective. Not only the cross, but our own suffering, the struggles of our lives, the vocation to which God has called us. Everything begins to be seen in a different way. And that's the way it needs to be, because it's seen now in the light of eternity. And that's all that ultimately matters, is getting souls to heaven. As the Lord asked in the gospel, what does a man show if he gains the whole world and loses his soul in the process? So you can be a multi-billionaire and go to hell. What a deal. And you can be as poor as a church mouse and have a very high place in heaven, or just fill in the blank of whatever it may be. If this is how God is going to make you a saint, there is cause for rejoicing. If this is how God is going to purify you, because whatever in your personality needs to be purified and this is the best way to do it, then there's cause for rejoicing. So that's the change that needs to happen in us. Quit trying to fight the cross and accept it. That's where it has to start. It's a 3-step process, as I mentioned. Have to accept it, then we learn to embrace it, and then we learn to rejoice in it. It'd be nice if we could just rejoice in it right from the start. We don't, let's admit it. So at least pray for the grace to accept. And once you can come to accept, pray for the grace to embrace. And once you can embrace it, pray for the grace to love it, whatever that may be, to rejoice in it. Because this is how God is making you a saint. This is how he is crucifying the world to you and you to the world. And this is exactly what happened to St. Paul and why he could glory in nothing but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.